The word today is choir. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. It is not uncommon to hear choirs singing at Christmas time. The message of Jesus' birth and the salvation he brings is so joyful that many songs have been written about it. The first group to sing a Christmas song was a choir of angels. When the shepherds in the field were told of the Christ child, a multitude of the heavenly host sang joyfully. Here to share more about this joyful topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Choir.
One of my favorite things to think about at Christmas time are the angels. In the Bible, angels appear intermittently, occasionally, and one important thing we learn about the angels is that they are always showing up in involvement with the plan of salvation. They don't just come for no particular reason. I sometimes joke about the fact that don't expect an angel to come for you to help you with your diet plan, things like this. Many people have gotten very silly in terms of what they think about angels and who they think angels are. But the Bible teaches us very clearly that the angels are sent to help humans specifically pertaining to the plan of salvation. And in the book of Hebrews, the first chapter, at the end of that first chapter in the book of Hebrews, it teaches us that angels are sent to minister to those who are inheriting salvation. So specifically, their role is to guide and inform in regards to what the Lord God is doing pertaining to Jesus and pertaining to our salvation. They are especially active at Christmas time. The angels show up four or five different times in a short period of, shall we say, history, the swath of all of the years, all of the hundreds of years that the Lord worked through human history in order to bring us redemption. They are coming very quickly and close together in that period of time when Jesus was incarnated, when he became flesh in order to redeem us. I love thinking about the angels as our older brothers, so to speak. They're a higher order of creature. Notice they're along the same template, somewhat same design as a human, but a completely higher level than us. They are messengers. In the Bible, angels appear not just for any and every reason, but typically to deliver a message. That's what their name means. They come with information to help the humans, and they come at pivotal moments, not just laissez-faire, not just here and there for no good reason, but because something is happening in the plan of salvation that the humans are going to be confused, won't understand what's going on, and that's why the Lord sends his angels. Another couple of things about the angels, they model obedience to God and faithfulness to God. They also demonstrate awe of God and reverence of God. They worship the Lord. They don't accept worship toward themselves. They always give the credit to God the Father. And they conduct spiritual warfare against evil and specifically against Satan. A couple other things about angels. One, in the Bible, they're all male. They're called the sons of God. And why God made angels only male, as far as we can tell, that is up to him. That would be a good question for when we get to heaven. Their spiritual nature predominates. It's sort of like a human, but with an emphasis on the spiritual. We humans tend to put a lot of focus and energy into the physical and have a spiritual side. Angels are predominantly spiritual with a physical side. It's normal for angels to appear to humans and to say, "Do not be afraid." That's because they're very impressive. they're powerful, and they sometimes show up unbidden, unannounced, and then terrify the human. And that's why often the first thing they say is, don't be afraid. And when we are resurrected from the dead, we will become more like the angels. And that's where I think our spiritual side is going to take lead. It will take precedent. Now, the Christmas angels, Zechariah and Elizabeth, were the first ones to really receive a visit from an angel. Zechariah is the father of John the Baptist. And the reason I'm mentioning this in connection with Christmas is because John the Baptist was 6 months older than Jesus, and he was the forerunner of Christ, the one who later, 30 years later, publicly introduced Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So this whole set of appearances of angels starts with the angel that appears to Zechariah as he is ministering before the Lord in the temple. And then we have what's called the Annunciation. This is the word that's used. You can see the root word announce. The angel announces to Mary that she is going to bear the Christ child. She is given the information that this will be a work through the Holy Spirit, that this child will be conceived, and that is why he will be called the Son of God. Then Joseph finds out, Mary's fiancé finds out that she is pregnant, and he did not have anything to do with it. So a dream sequence in which an angel appears to him and tells him not to be afraid to take Mary as his wife, because what is conceived of her in her is from the Holy Spirit. And then we have the shepherds. This is just fabulous. It's glorious. The shepherds are in the field when an angel appears to them, announces that the Christ has come, and then a whole heavenly chorus appears singing praises to God because of Jesus. And then the whole sequence wraps up with one more appearance of an angel, again to Joseph, that warns him that they should flee to Egypt because King Herod is seeking to kill the infants in the region, and they are protected by the Lord by that message. In thinking about all of these, they all emphasize different aspects of God and his glory. They also have things to teach us, like, for instance, the birth of John the Baptizer when the angel comes and makes the announcement. It emphasizes our role in serving God. John the Baptist was a human who was selected to play a very special part in God's plan. And it's a reminder that all of us have designated roles to play as Christians. God has a plan for our life. Always remember that the Lord is looking for you to follow his will, to follow our Savior Jesus, and that you all have a role to play in the kingdom of Christ. When we think about the angels appearing at the conception of Jesus, this is such a joyful event. It also demonstrates the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit often works in the background more mysteriously, and he takes lead in the impregnating of Mary so that Christ can be conceived, and then he can be true God and true man at the same time. He would come as Prince of Peace. And then we think about Joseph being reassured, and it reminds us that God wants us to have certainty, wants us to have comfort. There's moments when we're confused, when we don't know what's going on, and in time the Lord will reveal himself to us. It is Joseph who demonstrates then a change of mind and a good demeanor to be aligned with God's will and to follow it. And that's a good demonstration for us too. The angel choir is what gets most of the attention at Christmas time because it says suddenly a myriad of the heavenly host were praising God and glorifying him. And it's just a great moment of sheer recognition of God's greatness, of his beauty, of his majesty, but also his grace and kindness to humans. The message of the Christmas angels to the shepherd is that there is going to be peace on earth to men who are favored by God. And that's just wonderful. I'm going to be talking sometime soon about the peace that God gives in relation to Jesus at Christmas time. It's not like the world thinks just generalized goodwill and peace between people. It's a very specific peace that comes through our Savior, Jesus Christ. And then we have kind of the last in the series of these angelic appearances where the angel once again directs Joseph to flee to Egypt because King Herod is going to be killing all of the infants in the region. From the moment that Jesus came into this world, Satan, the worldly people that hated him, were trying to get rid of him, were trying to oppose that plan of salvation. And the Lord ushered Jesus through all of it, protecting him as an infant. The angels played a big part in that. And then even as Jesus was in the wilderness and fasting afterward, the angels tended to him. The angels are at the announcement of the resurrection. It's just wonderful. These messengers of God are so marvelous. And how can we not but praise God and sing glory to his name like the Christmas angels who said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." It's just wonderful to think about our older brothers, the angels, so to speak. And I hope that you'll go into especially the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. This is where it talks a lot about the appearances of the angels at Christmas. I hope you will take great joy in that and anticipate the day that we will be in heaven and we'll be able to be with the angels surrounding God's throne, singing his glory, and celebrating the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.